Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
March Madness has officially begun. There's nothing more fun than carefully filling out your bracket and then losing to a coworker who pronounces UCLA as UCLA.
UN officials recently discovered during a routine inspection that around 2.5 tons of uranium have gone missing in Libya, which explains why Libya's beaches have experienced a 600% increase in Godzillas.
I heard that this year Americans will bet more than $15 billion on March Madness. People are like, hey, at this point, it's safer than putting money in the banks.
A zoo in Michigan recently announced the birth of a critically endangered bongo calf, which apparently is an animal and not a medical condition suffered by Matthew McConaughey.
Actor Noah Schnapp from Stranger Things has launched a delivery-only chicken restaurant called Tenderfix.
That's kind of fun.
Tenderfix. And it is available nationwide on apps like DoorDash, Uber Eats, Grubhub, and Postmates. Oh, cool. Postmates still a thing?
I don't know.
I think it's big in certain parts of the country.
Oh. He said, I'm a huge chicken sandwich fan.
Well, who isn't?
Same.
And whenever I order food to my dorm room or during late night study sessions, a chicken sandwich is my go-to item.
God, pizza was always mine. You could get a Domino's pizza, cheese pizza for $5, and I would write a check.
That's funny. Well, Noah, awesome. In addition to being an actor, he's also a sophomore at the University of Pennsylvania.
Wow.
His menu includes chicken tenders, sliders on King's Hawaiian rolls.
That's always a win.
Ooh, totally.
Yeah. When they bake them in a pan, when they put them in a pan.
With the goo on
with
it.
With the goo. Uh-huh.
Oh, when they do like ham and cheese and then they mix the butter and the spice and the things on top and
those
melt
look amazing.
It all together. Oh,
lum
la lum.
And then you get, of course, the chicken sandwiches, waffle fries, and dipping sauces. Noah wanted to make sure there's something for everyone. So there's also plant-based options if you want them. The food is actually prepared in your local IHOP kitchen, which seems to be the thing to do for delivery-only companies. They will partner with other restaurants or companies and whatnot. And keeps them busy, adds to their business.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Especially during their lulls, I suppose.
Wow.
IHOP's probably not that busy for lunch, are they?
I don't know. I'm one of those people that would eat breakfast at every meal.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't even know. Does IHOP keep all day hours?
Yeah, they're 24/7.
Are they 24?
Yeah, they are.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you. Like, I could eat eggs all day, every day.
Pancakes, waffles,
and for
French
years,
toast.
They said you should only have no more than so many eggs a week. I couldn't keep track of it. It kept changing. And I don't know what the latest word is on that.
I think the latest is eggs are fine for you.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I think as many as
I love them.
Yeah.
It's like you can eat a dozen a day. I mean, now, like before, you can't really, but I'm saying like before it was like, don't eat eggs, like you're saying, because of cholesterol. But I think if you balance it out, Jeff.
I got to decide where I'm going to order breakfast from this weekend. Should it be Perkins, Bob Evans, or Cracker Barrel?
Cracker Barrel, girl. Jeff, when was the last time you had a good chicken sandwich? I mean, remember you were on that little Popeyes kick for a hot minute when Popeye's chicken sandwiches were all the rage.
Yeah, that's a good chicken
you
sandwich.
You waited in line for like an hour.
I did. It's been a while.
It's been a bit.
I'm sad that
you go to Chick-fil-A all the time, but you get a salad.
I love the Cobb salad from Chick-fil-A with the avocado ranch dressing. And yesterday we went out to lunch and I had another Cobb salad. It was fine, but it wasn't, it was okay.
It was all right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so I have not watched Ted Lasso yet, and I was really excited about the season coming out, but I'm kind of like, it's one episode.
Yeah, I'm going to wait till the whole thing is there.
Oh, so you haven't seen any?
No, I've seen the first two seasons, gotcha. But season
I haven't
three.
Seen any, but I am waiting for it to be finished before I start because I want to binge it all at one time.
And you will love it.
And the same thing with like Yellowstone. I just started watching Yellowstone and what was it? December, November, something like that of this past year. And now I'm waiting to finish season five until all of season five comes out.
Okay. Yeah, you're going to be waiting just till this summer. And which do you watch after you've watched Yellowstone? Do you watch, Jeff and I were talking about this the other day. Do you watch 1883 next or 1923 next?
I think you're supposed to watch 1883 next because it technically came out before 1912 or 19, whatever the other one is.
Okay.
But you can, I heard the challenge with doing that is like trying to figure out who's who and how they're connected. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So, well, here's the thing. 46% of Americans either sometimes or always wait for the series finale before they dive in. So it's not even just one season at a time. It's the whole show. More than a quarter of those people, 27%, say they do it because they're afraid a show will be canceled with an unresolved ending.
Right.
I hear you.
Yeah.
Which is Manifest. A legit concern. Yeah, exactly. Have you started watching the new season of Manifest? They released
it
on Netflix. Oh, it's on Netflix.
So do they tie it up then at the end?
I don't know. I'm only like one or two episodes in.
I think they do, Jeff, because
they better.
That's happened several times where shows have gone away on network TV, but then streaming services will pick them up, wrap them up, and just be done.
Right.
But I don't know if they're wrapping it up in one season or if it's going to be two.
12.
Oh.
Or more. I know.
I mean, you get to a point where you don't care anymore, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, when too much time passes. Well, kind of. Right. I kind of fell into that with Manifest because I started watching it, but then I just kind of fizzled out and Cobra Kai.
But don't you feel like you forget that you watched it? That's what happens to me. It's like, oh, I forgot I was watching that show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. So 31% of adults who use streaming services say that one to three shows they started since February of 2022 had been canceled, sometimes with unsettled plot lines. Meanwhile, 24% do it because they hate finishing a season that ends with a cliffhanger and having to wait for the next season to see how it's resolved, which is harder than ever now that you sometimes have to wait years, like years. Like, when is the Game of Thrones gonna, the spinoff? What is it? Something of the Dragon. See, I don't even remember what the name of it is. And I was so into it.
House of Dragons.
House of the Dragon. So now, yeah, I'm going to have to wait how long before that next season?
3.5 years.
I've kind of already forgotten how it ended.
You know, Bridgerton was another one that we have all been watching. So there's a new season of Bridgerton coming out sometime, I think, at the end of this year. But now they've released some sort of spinoff from that.
Already.
That's going to be coming out.
Coming out after or before? Well,
like soon.
Because it's Penelope's love story next, which is going to be Colin. Yeah, which is going to be so cute.
Yeah, I mean, the Golden Girls were supposed to do another season.
I know.
But
what happened?
Yeah, enough time passes eventually.
Why are there only three seasons? Like, a lot of people are speculating that this is the last season for Ted Lasso. Why are there only three? Like, doesn't it feel like that short? Or no?
Well,
I think this is the third season or the fourth season?
This is the third. And he said, Jason Sudeikis said that the story that he wanted to tell wraps up after three seasons.
Oh,
but
okay.
That's all that he said about it. They have not said that the show will definitely end.
There was
after
also some
three.
Speculation of a spinoff with the different characters.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of opportunities there for a spinoff.
That's
for
what
sure.
I've heard. I've read, I should say.
Yeah. You could do it. By the way, Kylie Jenner and Travis Scott have filed to legally change their son's name from Wolf Jacques Webster.
Which is a hell of a name.
It is. What's wrong with that?
Who wouldn't want to be called Wolf?
Well, her kids' names would be Stormy and Wolf.
Yeah.
Why not? I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, Eddie Van Halen's kid is named Wolf, isn't it?
Wolfie, I think.
Well, that's what they call him, right. Wolfie, like a nickname almost. But yeah, they changed it to Air, A-I-R-E.
I would think so.
It is Air because it's billionaire, because she was announced as a billionaire.
God.
I knew I shouldn't have told you that detail. So she was announced, I believe, either while she was pregnant or around the time that she was a billionaire. And so that's why they decided to name him Air, A-I-R-E.
Yeah, so now he's Air Webster. In their petition, they said they regret the initial name choice. And, quote, now that they've had the chance to spend time with their baby, they believe the name Air is a better fit. Okay.
So now their names are Stormy and Air.
There you go.
Stormy Air. Yeah. Don't worry, Tim. They're just going to keep on having kids.
I know. That's how they stay relevant. They just keep breeding.
Oh, and you know what else I read yesterday? That Scott Disick is coming back to the Keeping Up with the Kardashians
show.
They had to give him a massive payout, and they said that he will no longer. He said, I'll come back, but you got to pay me more money, and I will not be the villain anymore. I want to be like a lovable character.
Huh.
So you'll look for him in future episodes.
Okay.
He's, what's her name? Courtney's baby daddy.
All right.
Thank God it's all based in reality.
I'm not going to be a villain anymore.
Right.
That's funny. So back in 2020, a Family Feud contestant joked that he regretted getting married.
Oh, yeah.
Did you hear this story?
I think I have the audio, maybe.
On Monday, that same guy was arrested for allegedly murdering his wife.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is bad. Steve Harvey asked Tim Blefnik to name, quote, the biggest mistake you made at your wedding.
Oh.
And he said, quote, honey, I love you, but said I do.
Oh. What's the biggest mistake you made at your wedding?
Honey, I love you, but said I do.
Oh. Not my mistake. I love my wife. I'm going to get in trouble for that, aren't I? Yeah.
So on February 23rd, 41-year-old Rebecca Blefnik was found shot to death in her home, and he is facing two counts of first-degree murder and home invasion.
No,
oh, my gosh.
Now, he claims that his marriage was not a mistake, but he and Rebecca were in the process of getting divorced.
While they were on the show?
Yeah.
Oh, my word.
So that's... for the record, well, here's what's funny. For the record, said I do was the number two answer on the board.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's even more messed up.
I know, right?
Jeez.
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, you ready to watch Billie Eilish act?
Sure, why not?
She's on Danny Glover's new series, Swarm. Here's a clip.
I see milk spilled on the carpet.
What color was the milk?
Sounds just like her singing.
Red. Did you hurt someone?
Yep.
Yes. Very good.
Oh, my word.
Yeah, sounds exactly like her singing.
Yeah, she acts a lot like she sings.
Yeah, no kidding.
She's so breathy all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope she is.
Hussy.
Yeah.
Milk spilled on the carpet.
I love milk.
What color was the milk?
It does the body good.
What color was the milk?
It was red.
Oh, that's funny.
God, I cannot with you. The series began streaming today on Prime Video for anyone who's curious.
Got milk.
What else? Oh, speaking of singers, U2's Bono and The Edge paid tribute to their longtime friends, ABBA, yesterday on BBC Radio 2. Did you know they're tight?
No, I didn't.
They are. Here's part of the performance.
The love you gave me, nothing else can save me. S.O.S. When you're gone, how can I even try to go on? When you're gone, though I try, how can I carry on?
Wow.
Wow, it's right.
Yeah, ABBA even pops up with Mike Shinoda of Linkin Park. I guess he was asked if he'd be into doing concerts with like a Chester Bennington hologram.
Yeah.
Since holograms are becoming
a thing
now.
For me, that's a clear no. Like I'm not into that.
Oh.
I've heard ABBA, for example, they're doing a hologram show and they're still alive. So they're all still here. And yet they want to do it this way because they want to transport you back to that moment in time where those songs were new and it was the, you know, whatever era it was.
But they don't want to do that with Chester.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
I want to let that go, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel. Sometimes I see those and I think they're cool and sometimes I'm like, ooh, that's really eerie.
Well, I saw the one with, I mean, you know, she's since passed, but Natalie Cole did a hologram performance with her dad on Unforgettable. And, you know, a lot of people thought that was beautiful.
Yeah. I suppose it's what you do with it.
Do like the Michael Jackson and the Whitney Houston. I don't know. I like Jen.
Did they do one with Tupac too?
And Tupac. Uh-huh. It kind of creeps me out some.
Yeah, because if it's a tragic end, it seems to bother us more.
True. Yeah.
Yeah. True. You're right.
Yeah, I know.
Well, that's all I've got for E! News.
All right. I got one other thing for you, Jen.
Okay.
Do lightsabers really exist?
Oh.
Or are they a thing of fiction?
They are unfortunately a thing of fiction at this time.
Yeah, at this year's South by Southwest Festival, Disney Parks and Experiences Chairman Josh D'Amaro showed off the next best thing to a real lightsaber.
Yeah?
It's a lightsaber with a blade.
Whoa.
That actually expands and retracts.
Okay.
Just like the ones in the Star Wars movie.
Well, it's a blade, though.
So that's not a...
It's not sheer light.
That's not a saber.
But it makes noise like it, kind of. Yeah. Right.
It's a true wow moment for our guests and for me. I love firing this thing up as much as I possibly can.
This was not easy, but it was absolutely worth it because, as you can see, you know, this is a way to feel like you're in the film. It is such an iconic moment.
It is pretty cool.
And supposedly, like, it has the weight to it and everything, you know, that you would imagine it having.
I have a couple of cool toy lightsabers that are... that make the noises and everything, and you hit them and they...
I know, I gave you one.
They're
really
awesome.
Yeah, but you can make your own. Did you know that was an experience at Hollywood Studios at Disney World? You can go and you can set up an appointment. It's kind of like going to the Bippity Boppity Boutique, but for Star Wars fans.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And you can make your own lightsaber.
Yeah.
It's expensive, but a lot of people, like,
it's
it
cool.
sells out all the time.
Yeah.
Well, now the bad news. At the moment, Disney has no plans to sell these things.
Boo.
For now, they're just being used by some of the actors at their parks and attractions, but you never know. That is your latest E! News. We'll have more for you coming up after 7 o'clock. In the meantime, straight ahead, we got three headlines for you. Two of those headlines are fake. One headline is real. And if you can guess the real headline, we're going to set you up with a 4-pack of tickets to the Cincinnati Museum Center at Union Terminal. Cherie.
Have you tried Factor Meals yet? They're so good. Hey, this is Tim. And Factor makes it real easy to eat stress-free this spring with their delicious ready-to-eat meals. These are always fresh, never frozen meals. And you can tell they've been made by a chef because they are some of the best microwave meals I've ever had. Ready to eat in just 2 minutes. And you can choose from like a weekly menu of over 35 options. They have calorie smart stuff, keto, protein plus. Every single one of them has been so good. No prepping, no cooking. They just show up on your porch, put them in the fridge, and then you got stuff throughout the week. Factor is your solution for fast, premium meals. Like, they really are so good. Head to factormeals.com/JJPod50 and use code JJPod50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box. That's code JJPod50 at factormeals.com/JJPod50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday, so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Your caller 20.
No way.
Yeah.
That's great. I can't believe it.
Yeah. Well, let's see how you do first.
Yes, let's all do right. that. Because you can win some tickets to go to the Museum Center if you could tell us which one of these is the real one. So tell us, is it A restaurant served soup with a dead rat in it? Is it B, a flight was delayed after the flight attendants got into a fight? Or C, a catalytic converter thief got crushed by a Prius?
It's a big bowl of soup.
That is a big bowl of soup.
I'm going to go for B.
You're right. It is B.
Nice work.
How about that?
But you couldn't have gone wrong today because all three of them were real.
Oh.
Oh, wow. They're all real?
They're all real.
No way.
I know.
That's insane.
So you may as well start with the one that Cherie picked. How about that? Last summer, I guess, an Alaska Airlines flight was delayed 3 hours because two pilots were fighting. Now, Alaska Airlines has a pretty good reputation for being one of the better airlines, you know, when it comes to customer service and on-time records and stuff. I don't know. Maybe that's changed over the years. So it's just, that's not the airline I would have expected
right,
that to happen.
Right.
And last Sunday, a SkyWest flight from L.A. to Houston was delayed over an hour because two flight attendants were going at each other. ESPN anchor Ashley Brewer was on the flight, and she was posting about it on social media. It started before takeoff when a woman in first class requested a seat switch with a person in coach so that she could sit back with her husband.
Really? I'd leave my husband. I'm in first class?
Yes.
No.
I know. He's going to have to deal.
What's that? He's fine back there by himself.
Right. He can manage it.
I've only flown first class a couple of times, but once you've done that,
it's hard to go back.
You go back to coach, it's like, oh my God.
Right.
I need to make more money because that's where I need to be sitting.
Well, this woman in first class said, hey, I want to switch with someone in coach so I can sit back there with my husband. Uh-huh. And one of the flight attendants said, yeah, that's fine. But the other said, no, you can't do that. And that ignited an argument between the two flight attendants.
But what, there's something else going on there between these two women. This could not be the only thing.
Yeah, well, and it escalated to the point where they refused to work together.
Yeah, there's something else going there. They don't like each other to begin with.
That's what ESPN anchor Ashley Brewer said. She, again, was on the flight, said it seemed to her like they had some prior beef.
Yeah.
Eventually, a new set of flight attendants were brought onto the plane, and the flight was finally able to take off. But SkyWest said, we hold all our employees to the highest standards of professionalism, and they are now conducting an internal investigation.
Yeah.
So there's that.
That's funny.
Also, a couple in Manhattan are claiming this morning that they ordered from a Saturday that, yeah, a couple in Manhattan are claiming that a restaurant they ordered from on Saturday gave them soup with a dead rat in it.
Like a whole dead rat? Rats are pretty big.
They posted photos, and it does appear to be a very small rat or a very big mouse, but now they are suing. The Korean place they ordered from is accusing them, however, of staging the whole thing. They posted security footage of a cook spooning soup out of a big pot. They claim it's the couple's order, and they say there's no way a large rodent would have gone unnoticed. That said, you can't really tell much from the video, and the soup did have fairly large chunks of meats and vegetables in it.
Ew.
So is it possible they could have missed it?
No. I don't know how you would miss it.
With the long tail spilling out the side of the bowl.
That's a tough one.
Yeah.
Laying on the side of the crackers.
It's like Ratatouille. Remember that movie where that little rat was in there making all the food?
Well, I got to tell you, the restaurant called the couple out. They went back and looked at the couple's Yelp reviews, and they found one from 2016 when they posted a shot of a fly they supposedly found in a different restaurant soup. So the suggestion is
they're serial sabotagers.
This couple does this a lot.
Wow.
Yeah, the health department is taking the rat thing seriously though, because they have to. So it's routine. They had to shut the place down. One report said that health officials found rat droppings. Wouldn't be that uncommon, even in nicer, so-called cleaner restaurants.
Well, like New York, I mean, they're everywhere.
Well, listen, you'd be surprised, man. I mean,
yeah.
The couple claims the owner initially offered them $100 in compensation, and then they offered as much as $5,000, but never followed through, so now they're suing. Meanwhile, the restaurant is basically accusing these people of extortion, and they are now threatening to take legal action. I mean, that's her reputation on the line.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean, I don't blame him. If it really didn't happen.
Yeah. Ugh. I don't know. There was something similar a long time ago. It doesn't happen often, but something similar happened at a very nice restaurant years ago where a rat fell in a pot of soup and died. And several orders went out before the cooks noticed.
Oh, la, 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 la.
And customers were never told.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So, I mean, stuff like that probably does happen.
Like all the time. Eesh.
What is the rat doing out and about while they're cooking? Mm-hmm. I mean, I thought they hid. I thought they were kind of like cockroaches.
I think
that
so, too.
You know, they're always there.
Something smelled
good. Just don't see them.
Yeah, I don't know.
Ugh, gross.
I could be wrong. I don't think it's that common. I can't imagine it. Like, to your point, they don't come out when people are hanging
they're
around.
They're not social.
Not really.
They're not looking for affection.
But what do I know? Every now and then, like during TV sweeps period, one of the TV stations, you know, will do like an internal undercover investigation to look at everyone's health grade.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And see who the biggest offenders are. And they always tease it with, and the results may surprise you.
Right. Oh, the results.
Meanwhile, a 35-year-old thief in Oakland, California, was crushed to death by a Prius the other day while trying to steal the catalytic converter.
This happened to me. I mean, not getting crushed by a Prius, but one time I left my car overnight somewhere and I went back to get it and they had stolen the entire catalytic converter.
Huh.
Wow, really?
Mm-hmm.
That sucks.
You turn it on and it sounds like you got a new exhaust system. It's like, and I called my dad, something is wrong with the car.
Will it run without a catalytic converter?
It turned on. I mean, I don't know if you're supposed to drive it or not, but
it can.
It did. So we had to, we had it towed because whoever cut it just like gutted kind of the bottom.
Yeah, around 3 in the morning last Friday is when it happened. Someone called the cops to report a possible theft, but when they got there, it was too late. Sounds like he used a car jack to lift the Prius up and it slipped. The catalytic converter was still intact, but he had a backpack full of cutting tools next to him. And this is actually becoming a fairly common thing now. Just last Tuesday, a guy at a used car lot in Georgia got crushed to death while trying to steal a catalytic converter.
Wow.
So that's two of these stories in the same week. And then a thief near Los Angeles was killed last month when a woman was sleeping in her SUV, woke up mid-theft, didn't know he was there, and ran him over.
Oh, wow.
Even the, did you know, this is not a joke, the Wienermobile's catalytic converter got stolen last month.
Wow.
But that thief survived.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. So there you go.
Those
are your faker for real stories. All real today.
A whole slew of them.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show Podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.